Well,
Well,
welcome.
well, 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 well,
A lot of wells, man.
well.
Welcome to the January 7th, 2023 edition of the Matt and Huggy podcast.
January
An
17th.
Applehead. What did I say?
January, you said the 7th.
Well, today's the 17th.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I missed a lot of days, man. Hey, man.
I'm a bit behind on the calendar.
Yeah, I'm a little behind, Huggy, a little behind. That's what alcohol does to you.
You know, I might as well be up front and say I popped an edible about 30 minutes ago. So,
oh boy, here we go. Here we go.
I popped a hashable. That's what it's called.
A hashable?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That sounds worse than an edible. Sounds like you're going to be really high.
It was quite tasty, like a peach mango little thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was that little tiny little fruit, tiny piece of thing is tasty.
It's all natural, man.
Yeah, all natural. Are you a frequent flyer at the edible store, Huggy?
I'm not, but I do selectively use them, and you know, especially if we're doing a show together, I don't want to remember it after we do it.
You feel the need to, you know, lose your mind and not remember things. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, because then, no matter how awful things that we say are, I can always blame it on drugs. Man, I wasn't in my right mind.
Right.
Okay. Oh boy. Hey,
I
Applehead.
Hear you.
Yep.
Hey, Applehead. How are you?
Tell me more.
There's Cabbage Head right now.
Cabbage Head.
What did you call him?
Cabbage Head.
Oh man, Huggy's already high, dude. We haven't started out. The edible's already kicking in.
Uh oh.
Yep. I took a hashable 30 minutes ago.
Is it hashable or a liquid? Is it the drink or the
It's a gummy. It's a gummy.
Yeah, you don't do those seltzers anymore. Those seltzers are those things are awesome.
They
were
are, and I, this was left over, so I figured out let me use these up before I go back and not be such a loser and carry seltzer and these. So
that's not a loser, dude. That's just very prepared.
Huggy has his seltzer in a 64-ounce. 7-Eleven big gulp cup.
I told you I tried one of those seltzers and they kicked in like 5 minutes, man.
it does, and it like it's a nice, but it doesn't overwhelm you.
Yes,
like
it does.
It's like it. You're like, okay, things are changing, but it's good, and I like it.
I like it too. I think they're very good. I can't wait for it to be completely free and legal here when it's like that, you know, in Boston and Jersey.
Well, it is legal in Jersey.
Yeah, but they don't have, like I said, it's not like a boutique store. It's just like, you know, I guess they're starting to do edibles, but it's nice. In Boston, they have, you know, the seltzers. Oh, and
they're like
everything.
Cafes. They're like fucking cafes.
Jersey doesn't?
No. They have ice cream, hot sauces in Boston. Yeah. They have everything, dude. It's crazy. Yep.
Mints.
Yeah.
You get a bag of mints.
You could put some hot sauce on some wings, and then it'd be so high, you just keep eating more and more wings.
I don't know, dude. I'm really
I'm really scared about the chocolate bar. I won't get that because
what?
Who can eat just like one square on a chocolate bar? So I feel like
put it on popcorn.
Like, there's no way you can eat one square. Like, you would have to eat the whole bar, and I don't eat. I can't even imagine how high you would be.
Well, I'm waiting for this one guy to get me. It is chocolate infused with mushrooms in it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's a microdose. If you take them one, it's a microdose. Two is like a regular dose, you know. Eat the whole bar. It says God mode on it.
We're going into God mode.
Yeah.
God. I'm just at the point in my life where I just don't want to hallucinate. Like,
why not, man? It's a good thing.
I feel like being high is one thing, but hallucinating is another. Like, whatever I see in front of me, I really do want to be there. That's all.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I think I'd be scared to hallucinate. That's just me. Just me.
Huggy hallucinates and he sees a leprechaun.
I was almost at a bad point on last weekend. My wife was gone. I was drinking beer and my buddy came over and he's like, look what I have. And I was like, what is it? And this is probably like 7-8 beers in. He's like, I have tabs. And I was just like, let's do it. And it was like 9 o'clock at night. And the other guy's like, well, no, I haven't done that. And I was like, yeah, we're not doing it. I was kidding.
You can't do that. You'd be fucking, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you shouldn't be doing tabs at this point in your life.
Why not?
It's irresponsible. It's just irresponsible.
No, it's not.
Tabs of acid?
Yes.
No, what did you think it was? Tylenol?
I thought it was the soft drink, tab.
You know, I mean, I just didn't feel like spending 8 hours. Yeah. I didn't feel like spending 8 hours of, you know, losing my mind. So I was like, that's not a good idea.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, you can't be doing that shit now.
Yeah, you can.
Man, you don't. I'm telling you, you're one bad trip away from God knows what.
Complete insanity.
Yeah, like you might lose your fucking mind. You don't want to do that.
I've been eating a lot of mushrooms lately. So I don't know, man.
I don't know. I feel like you just wake up and be like, we got to move. We're moving. I don't know why we're moving, but it's not safe here anymore. And they're after us.
You might be right.
And we're going to go out in the desert. I got a trailer, and we're going to live off the sand.
I don't know why. That would be something I would do.
You would go off the grid, and then that's it. You think they were all after you, and then off the grid.
Okay.
Eat nothing but beef jerky and, I don't know, drink, you know, water and beef jerky. That's it.
Sounds like a pretty good life to me.
Jerky.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, well, I didn't do it, so I was good. But, yeah, so I have been eating some more mushrooms lately.
Are you hallucinating?
No, they're just... Sometimes, like we did one when we went up to in my buddy's cabin, and it was a little, you know, things moved a little bit, but it was like, it's just like a nice high, dude.
So wait, things moved. Like, what does that mean? Can you explain what that means? Elaborate, please.
Like, if you're like, he had a lot of knotty wood, like on his cabinets, right? And the knotty wood was kind of just like, you know, like moving a little bit, but it wasn't like coming out being like, you know,
it wasn't growling at you.
Yeah. I mean, you just put on music, and music just sounds great, you know? That's all.
Were you like, okay with things moving that shouldn't be moving? Were you like, yes, this is fine?
Yeah, I mean, I knew what I was getting into, so I wasn't freaked out.
Like a chair would just start moving?
No. Like, the walls would be, you know, like, breathing a little bit, but not like, you know.
breathing walls. Okay, that's all. The walls are breathing. Okay, so.
Yeah, the clock on the wall started talking to Matt.
No. It wasn't like that. It was just, you know, it's just difficult. I mean, they are legal in a couple of states.
Yeah, his dog and I played cards for like an hour.
Yeah, dog's a pretty damn good fucking poker player.
I lost that, like, son of a bitch, $50. Took
all my money.
Yeah, $50 of that dog.
Mushrooms, recreational mushrooms are legal in Oregon, Denver, and Colorado. You know, it's just time before they become legal.
How do you eat them now? How do you eat them?
You put them in your mouth.
Obviously. Okay, rephrase.
Wait, you can buy mushrooms in Colorado and Oregon?
Yeah, dude, they're legal, just like you buy weed.
I always had a hard time ingesting them, you know, so it was hard to get down. Like, do you just drink? You just put them on your tongue and drink them?
No, you just eat them. Just chew them down. Just like, you know, it's just a dried mushroom. They're not as bad as you think. They don't. People grow them now, you know, so they're not grown in, you know, manure and stuff like that anymore. So they're kind of clean. So you just grow them. Someone grows them, you know, that I know, and you just take them.
What did you listen to? What music did you listen to?
I don't know, you know, just my normal jam band music. Yeah, it was, you know, Ray LaMontagne, The War on Drugs, you know, then you go something old and, you know, everybody's like, oh, play this, play that, play this, you know, everything just sounds great. You're just like, now, this sounds so good.
I was having a discussion with our old program director and Frank Gill, and we came to the conclusion, we think maybe Dark Side of the Moon is the greatest album ever. I think there's just a case to make that that might be the greatest album ever.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
So then I was reading this breakdown of each song. This guy was interpreting it.
I think you sent that to me.
Did I send it to you? So yeah. I was reading, and I read another, because this was another one then. And it was Great Gig in the Sky is probably my favorite song, although it's between that and Us and Them. I can't decide. So if you remember, you know, Great Gig in the Sky, the girl just basically moans. Yeah. So the point of the song, I guess, is that she figures she learns she's dying. And in the beginning of the song, she's fighting death. And that's why she's wailing. And by the end of the song, she has accepted the fact that she's dying.
Well, that's deep, man.
I know.
It's deep.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, I was explaining it to this girl at work, because I had the album on.
Boy. Huggy's like, he just had a gummy. He's like, let me tell you about this.
So she's like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, this is Pink Floyd. She's like, I've heard of them. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, how old was she?
She's like 31. She's also, and this has nothing to do with it, because she's an awesome person. She's African American, so I don't think it's just something she was exposed to. But she's like, she has a great voice. It's very soulful. And I explained it to her. And I said, I know I'm going to sound like I'm on drugs when I'm saying this. And I'm not on drugs right now. I am totally sober. I've only had coffee. But the girl is moaning because she's dying. And by the end of the song, she's accepted death and she's starting to come to terms with it.
Did you guys decide to do some edibles later?
And,
like,
no. Oh, okay. She just was like, wow, that's really heavy. I'm like, yeah, it is. The whole album's heavy.
And then she pulled out a hacky sack and Huggy and her was playing hacky sack. She gets a hula hoop. Next thing, one thing leads to another. A hula hoop. She's got hairy armpits. She's wearing sandals to work.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wearing sandals, dude. I think I have my Birkenstocks on right now.
No. I only wear sandals at the beach, and that's it.
Well, you know.
I don't wear it. I really don't like sandals.
Nobody wants First to look lot. At my feet.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Dude, I wear socks just like everybody else wears socks when I was in.
What did I do?
I had. This might have been the summer. I might have had socks on, my Birkenstocks. And my wife's like, man, she's like, pull that shit off. You can do it. So I go in the liquor store and these girls look at me and they're looking at my socks. I'm like, you see those girls looking at me? And my wife's like, yeah, just own it. And I was like, yeah, damn right, I'm going to own my Birkenstocks and my socks.
They were staring at you.
See, but girls were, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't really care what people think.
So they thought you were a loser? Is that what we're getting at here?
No, I don't know. I didn't ask them. I didn't really care. It doesn't matter. That's why I did it. Whoa, someone eating their microphone? Applehead, you all
right? Oh,
go
sorry.
Easy. Go moved. Easy there. Yeah, go easy.
I'm hungry.
Do we got to talk about what's on everybody's mind? Yeah. I mean, all three of us, you know, it has to be on your mind right now, right?
It is.
Do you feel confident or do you feel not confident about Saturday at 8:15?
Applehead and I were talking about this earlier. You know, I feel better knowing that Lane Johnson's going to play. That makes me, you know, like I was very nervous that he would not be playing. I mean, we know Hurts was going to play, but I think we really, you know, Lane Johnson's just key.
He is key. He's the key.
Yes, he's important.
Part of their offensive line. He's a great tackle. So
he just is. Like, he makes shit happen.
And they have Jalen Hurts is off the injury IR, you know.
Yeah, IR. Yep.
So I saw that. Lane Johnson was what? He was just limited play. So I'm sure he'll play, you know. But, I mean, if you look at last weekend's, what happened last weekend, San Francisco, you know, won hands down, right? They look good. Buffalo barely wins, you know. Cincinnati barely win. The Giants look pretty good, you know. But they were just like, it was like a showdown. It was like, you know. So they were just, you know, it was like blow and blow. And Dallas, you know, beat a team. And then now we got to hear about Dallas beat Tom Brady. They had a losing record.
I know. They were a shitty team.
You know what? He was 8-0 against the Cowboys, Tom Brady. So what do I do? I bet on Tom Brady and lose. I mean, you know, of all the times to bet.
Yeah. It's just, there was no way they were going to win. I knew the Cowboys were going to win. I didn't think Tampa Bay was going to win.
No, I just think
Tampa Bay sucks. I mean, as I was saying, Apple, you know, we can beat the Giants, but it's hard to beat a division rival three times. I'm saying it's possible, and we can do it. If the Eagles play good football, they're going to win, and they'll win fine.
I don't think it's going to be fine. I think it'll be pretty close. I think it's going to be close.
Because it's a division game.
I'm pretty confident.
It's a division game.
The Eagles are a better football team.
They are better.
You shut down Saquon Barkley. Make sure Daniel Jones doesn't start running outside of the pocket. The receivers aren't that good. I don't know about their defense. I mean,
well, now that we saw what he does, right, and they put it all out there in that game, they did. They, you know, they have him running. We know he runs. He did that before. He beat us before with him running. You know, not this year, but last year. So I just feel like, yeah, I feel like we know what they're doing. We didn't show them a lot what we did in their last game, even though it was a close game and they played all their third strings. I don't know. I think it's going to be a tight game.
Right. They have to play. The Eagles are going to come out fired up. We have home field advantage. I'll be shocked if the Eagles lose this game.
But did you notice, like, in every game, like, you know, the teams, it was so intensified, right? It was, like, so intense that every team had to start to get that intensity up. Until that team finally got that intensity up, then that's when the game really started happening and everybody started making plays. But until then, it was just, like, nobody's really doing anything until they're, you know, because the intensity level's so high, so.
Now, what if this scenario plays out? We beat the Giants and the Cowboys beat the Niners. Then it's the Eagles, Cowboys at home. Yeah. Oh. That's going to be like a Super Bowl game in
That's
itself.
That's all I care about. I would go into the Super Bowl after that. Is meaningless to me.
Nah,
if we don't beat the Cowboys if it gets to that point, then that, you know, I will be disappointed.
I just feel like I don't know if the Cowboys could beat the 49ers. I don't think they can. But
you know, I think it could be a good game. I think it could be a good game.
But I mean, Dallas
is a good team.
But first, we got to get through, you know, the Giants, and I just want to get through the Giants. And
right,
I can't wait. I'm going to start drinking at like 10 a.m. on Saturday. Just to give you a heads up, I'm going to be that nervous that I'm going to have to start drinking that early.
But I already hear people call. Oh yeah, it's going to be Buffalo and San Francisco. That's all people say. They're not even counting the Eagles as a possibility, which I kind of like. Like, let the Eagles get them fired up. People are not respecting them, so people are saying, yeah, it's going to be Buffalo and San Fran. No one's going to beat the 49ers. And the Buffalo's going to know.
The only team that really won this weekend that had a, you know, the Giants beat the Vikings. That was like the only one that was like, you know, they don't have a great record.
Well, that was they weren't favored, and neither were the Jags.
Yes. Yeah.
Talk about a game fucking crazy. My God. Yeah, talk about like
interceptions.
It was over, you know, and in the second half, I fell asleep because I probably had some mushrooms. I might have
The TV was melting as Matt's watching the game.
Yeah.
No, I invited some dudes.
You took mushrooms to watch a football game? Like, you might have a problem.
Dude, I had a friend. We went to a Phillies game this past summer.
I might.
I mean, I don't know if that qualifies as a problem, but I think it's at least a conversation.
Wait, what did your friend do when he went to the Phillies?
So we went to the Phillies game, and he was just acting weird. And I'm like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" And he's like, "I took some ecstasy before the game." I'm like, "Why would you take ecstasy before a baseball game? It's like a slow sport. There's no, you know, like." it was like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" Like, you take it. I don't know. Like, go to a nightclub or something.
Yeah. That's kind of weird, you know.
Was he like standing up dancing, and you're like,
"Well, he was like talking
down
to this girl."
It's the fucking third inning. Just sit down.
He works like in the, let's say, the hospitality industry, and there was this pretty hot bartender at the stadium, and they knew each other. He's like, "Yeah, we work together." So I'm like talking to her, but I'm expecting them to, you know, to start talking. He's just standing there like a statue. I'm not saying a word. And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
That's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Then I find out, yeah, he took ecstasy.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, my wife was away, so I invited some dudes over to watch football. A couple, and then two other guys came over. And I just got this new grill. It's called a Blackstone, which is like a huge, you know, we like the stuff they cook the cheesesteaks on. And I got this place that I can buy this awesome meat. So I made everybody cheesesteaks. And we watched the game. And then, you know, the second game, the guy's like, you want to do mushrooms? I'm like, sure. You know,
what if you sprinkled the mushrooms on the cheesesteaks? Didn't tell anybody.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. You gotta tell people what they're eating.
Yeah, that is true. That would be horrible.
Yeah, that's not cool. You want that mushroom magic cheese mushrooms? Or no magic mushrooms.
Oh my god. Matt's mushroom cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flavor lasts a long time.
Do you guys want a magic cheesesteak?
Yeah, but I'm a little nervous on Saturday. I got
the only cheesesteak that makes you feel like you want to fly.
Man, that cheesesteak.
See, everybody had the cheesesteaks before they flying had the mushrooms, and everybody said they're good cheesesteaks. Jesus.
Yeah, because you dosed every one of them. That's why.
No, I didn't. I said they had it before they did anything.
Cannabis infused cheese whiz.
Oh yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah, my cheese steaks
will make you high.
They're all blitzed. Of course they liked them. What kind of cheese did you use?
Whiz. Cheese whiz.
Good, good. You didn't put peppers on it, did you? Fucking
no. No, dude. I made cheese steaks. I don't know if I told you this for Christmas. I made 26 cheese steaks. So with these guys, I'm like, this is how you get it. It's coming with onions and cheese whiz. I'm not making them any different because I'm not, you know, no one's getting special order. You're all getting the same thing. So
you're getting one slice of cheese. That's it.
Mine are meaty and hearty. They're good, dude. You would like them.
Meaty and hearty.
The meat's overflowing. Yes. And they get you high.
I don't know how, you know, like onions, like I guess a little is okay on that. I could have it without onion. Like I am the purest, man. Like it's like pizza. Like I just like cheese. Like if you're putting a topping on, it's not good pizza. It should be left alone.
Well, the onions give it, you know, the sweet onions give it a little bit more to the meat, you know, and then you get the cheese whiz in there.
I think you just leave it alone, man. I'm a fucking purist. You leave it alone. Okay. Let it be the way it is.
I didn't
want it that way.
Okay. Bell peppers do not go on a cheesesteak. No. The rest of the country thinks that bell peppers go on a cheesesteak. You go to California, you get a cheesesteak or wherever, and there's green bell peppers. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And they do it out here. They're like, yeah, we got good steaks, you know. You get peppers. I'm like, no, you stop at peppers. Stop talking. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
there's no peppers on a real cheesesteak. No one does that.
No, it's just cheese whiz, onions. You know, I don't know. Yeah,
maybe people are like, whiz.
Yeah, I didn't have provolone, so everybody got goddamn whiz. That's what you get.
I mean, that's so, you know, that, and I tell people, I'm like, I know it sounds disgusting. I know, in theory, I wouldn't do it. Once you have it, you go, yeah, 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 I get it. It works. It just works.
Yeah.
It's like chocolate and peanut butter. It just goes together.
It does go together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-mm-mm. Let's go Eagles. Let's go Birds. You know, Saturday will be a fun day. We'll at least get to watch the game.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Where are you going to watch it, Huggy? You know, it's hard up there, right? I guess all the games will be broadcast because
they're all national. I'm gonna watch them on my couch. I'm gonna sit my fat ass down and watch on the couch. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I am.
How about your New England friend at your house?
I really don't care about anyone else. I really don't care. I really don't. If people want to join me, that's fine. If they don't, they don't have to.
Okay.
I am going to sit down and watch my Eagles, and that's it. That's all I'm doing.
Maybe Matt can mail you one of his magic cheesesteaks with Renegade.
I will be nervous.
Overnight it.
Yeah, I can overnight it.
Huggy's on his couch eating one of Matt's magic cheesesteaks. Yeah. Falls asleep by halftime.
There's no coming back. There's no coming back. Yeah. Once you eat that cheesesteak. You're done.
Kids, am I floating? I feel like I might be floating, kids.
Oh man.
By the way, we can do another one of this, the Applehead thing. I thought of these last minute, so I don't know the quality of how good they are.
Oh boy.
On one condition. I have no
idea. On one condition, that's right.
Yeah. On one condition. So we basically set up the scenario, and on one condition will Applehead do it. Like I said, these are four. One of them is awful and vile, but okay. I'll say that for last. You get $1 million. So by the way, rules are Matt, you of course comment if you think Applehead will do it.
Right.
You get $1 million on one condition. You have to sleep and have sex with TV legend Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
You remember her?
Yeah, I know. She's like 90.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Oh my God.
So I think she's in her late 80s, probably pushing 90. You know, I'd say 86, 87.
Would he do it?
Yeah.
For $1 million?
Yeah.
Is he drunk?
Is no, he drinking? He'd have to be sober. There's no.
Oh, drinking. He has to be sober?
He'd have to be sober.
Well, that's probably, yeah.
Sorry, Carol, I drank too much. It's not happening tonight.
Is she wearing
next week?
Sexy? Is she wearing something sexy?
Sure.
Oh man, yeah. this is tough.
She's wearing clogs and a dress that goes all the way down to her ankles.
because it's $1 million, right? It's a female.
Yeah,
I know she's older, and it's still that
older.
Would be
like, I mean, she's pushing 90. I think that's
yeah. But it's like bragging rights too, you know.
Well, that's listen. You know, I don't know who you'd be bragging it to, but it would be yeah.
It'd still be bragging, right? Still be like, yeah, I'm
because when you went to bar Monday, you know, I banged last night. Who? Carol Burnett.
People are like, who's that?
Yeah, like you're all boastful about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Carol Burnett, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you would present it.
And then you're like, and you know what? It was better than I thought.
Yeah.
She's still got a little left in the tank.
Yeah, she's one funny gal. Oh God!
We had a couple of big laughs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. This is tough for me. I don't know why. I'm gonna say he wouldn't do it.
You're struggling.
He wouldn't.
Oh, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. All right. I think he would. Okay.
No.
Good.
How old is she?
I mean, hold on. I'll get her exactly. It's going to make a big difference.
Hold on. I got her. I'm looking up her images right now to see what she looks like these days. And it ain't pretty.
Outside of her face and body, she's not bad. So she's 80.
She's going to be 90 this year.
Yeah, she'll be 90 in April. Yeah,
she'll be in April.
She's pushing 90. Yeah.
Happy Daddy and Carol. They'll take your clothes off.
I'm looking at her right now.
Looking at her when she was in her prime.
No, I'm looking at her now.
I would have fucked her back in 1962.
Yeah,
looks like Carol had some work done.
Yeah.
This is just her face.
He would do it. He might do it.
Dude,
I don't know.
Oh, you're taking it back. You're taking it back.
Okay, no, he won't do it. He won't do it.
All right, okay. I say he will. Go ahead, Applehead.
I'm looking at it right now. I don't think I could go through with it.
Wow. I mean, $1 million.
Her face looks like it hasn't moved in like 10 years. Like it's like permanently frozen with a smile.
Yep.
She looks she got a lot of work done.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
What was she famous right, for? Well, I mean, she had TV
her own
show.
Yeah, she had her TV show.
She had a variety show?
Yeah.
It was the Carol Burnett show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was big time stuff in the
Carol, 70s. Were you in that show, the Carol Burnett show?
I was.
Are Carol Burnett and Betty White friends? All right, for $5 million, we're having a threesome.
All right, well, I thought you would. Okay.
Mom is family? Mark.
She was Eunice. She was the daughter with, Mama's daughter, Eunice. Yeah. Like, are you still thinking about it? Like, I thought we're moving on.
This may sway my opinion.
No. Now, I this one is contingent on a hot actress, but I picked like a Margot Robbie, but I don't know who you like. So, if there's, you can insert whatever hot actress you want. So, if you'd like to think of one, tell me.
Me,
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, like who's like one of your favorite? Like seriously hot. Like I said, I just picked Margot Robbie.
I mean, Megan Fox is. Smoke show.
No, Margot Robert, who played Harley Quinn.
Yeah, she's nice.
Dude, Megan Fox, that's fine. If Megan Fox is one of your favorites, okay. You get to be with Megan Fox.
There's going to be something bad with this.
On one condition.
What about Ariana Grande?
Like I said, make it as top of the line as you want.
Megan Fox is a good one.
Okay.
So, on one condition, you have to drink one tablespoon of what's in her douchebag.
Wait, what? Oh, in her douchebag?
She douched, yeah.
Oh, and my
you
God.
You have to drink one tablespoon.
And
Huggy.
Douche is, since...
It's a vaginal wash.
And she, like, after she just finished? Okay, I can't... Well, no, Matt, you got to go first.
Huggy, that is fucking disgusting.
I agree. I said I rushed these, and I was appalled. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that,
but I only did a
tablespoon.
You have
one that's worse than that one?
Yeah, I think the last one.
Oh, my God.
But it's my favorite. It's my favorite of the four.
What does he have to drink?
The worst. One tablespoon.
Not teaspoon, tablespoon. It's a little bit different.
It is the bigger one.
I could have done teaspoon. What's that? You would do it?
Yep.
I'm gonna say no.
Megan Fox.
Does he get to brush his teeth after he does it so he can kiss her? And would she kiss him?
I mean, there's these. I didn't think of all these things. Yeah, sure. But
well, she could be like waiting in one room and I'm in another room. She's not really fully aware of this.
Yeah.
What I'm doing in the other room.
Yeah.
And you open the door, you're like, let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
Matt, are you throwing up? Yeah, but I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
It's just a saline solution. You know what I mean? It's fine.
That's the base. That's the base. But you don't know what else is mixed in there.
I'm sure it's clean in there.
Yeah. Megan, do you have a breath mint?
Gum, perhaps. Preferably something minty. Mouthwash would be ideal. Listerine.
Oh, my God.
Megan, do you have any Listerine in your medicine cabinet?
Well, come on.
So what do you do?
I said yes.
Oh, you said yes. No, I meant what do you do, Applehead?
Do I get a chaser? like a Coke or some ginger ale or something.
Yeah. Sure, whatever you want.
Megan Fox. Yeah.
Wow, you're two for two. Oh,
I would just be like, hold my nose. Whoa. Let's go.
Bottoms up.
Yeah. Megan, this is going to be the best 2 minutes of your life.
All right, let's go to the third one. This one I find is interesting. This is more of a social experiment, but I think you'll enjoy it. You get $1 million on one condition. You can pick from one of the three. You're either locked in a room 48 hours with 50 Black and Latino gang members, 50 severely autistic people, or 50 gay men. You have to pick out of those three groups. Which one? 48 hours, you're locked in a room with 50 Black and Latino gang members, 50 severely autistic people, or 50 gay men.
So this is, which one would he pick?
Yeah, which one would he pick? And he would get the million if he, you know, got through the 48 hours with.
For, like,
it's like,
are they like after him? You know what I mean? Or is,
like... you could make assumptions based on what I've given that what could happen. It's possible he could get murdered in the first group. It's possible. The second group would drive him nuts because you'd be all the you've been hearing like 50 of them for 2 days straight, and then 50 gay men. Obviously, that could lead to some problems as well.
I would say, which one would he pick? I'm going to say he would pick. Hold on, this is tough.
Exactly. 48 hours later, you come out. You're a gangster. You're retarded and gay.
Autistic is not retarded, dude. Autistic is. Oh my god.
That's what I was going for, but I didn't want to say it. But yeah.
It's not.
Because it's but severely, like severe, like not communicative, like just.
I feel like he would mean. I'm going to say that he would not go with 50 gay guys. I would because I wouldn't care. It would be fun, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that's your safest bet, kind of.
Yes, yeah. I feel like. You know, he might be scared. I would be scared with gang members.
Yeah, you're the only white guy? Yeah.
I'm going to say
and then 50 autistic people? Like, oh my
God. I think
he couldn't sleep. He'd be people. Fucking on edge all weekend. What's that? which one do you think he picked?
Oh my God. I don't know. He's
very homophobic. So
I know. I'm going to say the autistic. Or no, wait, I want to say the Latinos.
Yeah, I say he takes chances with the gangers.
I say he says the autistic people.
Okay.
I would
is this, is that your answer?
Wait, I thought you said you would take the gay people.
I would, I'm saying.
Yeah, but, you know. I think I would too. I think, like I said, I think it's your safest bet.
Well, is this like in a house? We're all like living in a house for 48 hours?
I mean, it's a room. You're in a room. It's
a room.
You could be in a house.
But it's a big room with all these people.
Yeah, I mean, it's big enough to accommodate them, but it's a room.
Of course, we get fed, you know.
Yeah. It's just going to be crowded.
Where do you sleep?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. Yeah,
there's no beds. You know, you're on the floor.
Well, if it was the gang members, they'd be like, I'd probably be their bitch. Like, Applehead, go make me a fucking sandwich.
Make me a fucking sandwich.
Or we're going to kill you, or we're going to fucking stab you. Yes, sir. Si, senor.
Oh, my God. We're going to get canceled.
Listen, I mean, if I was, you know, if there's 50 gay guys, it doesn't mean like I'm going to, I'm going to get gang raped.
No, it doesn't.
It could be, it could be a clean, like, you know, honestly, it would probably be like very clean living conditions.
Yeah.
You know?
Be amusing. I think your safest bet. Me, but I agree. Matt and I agree on this one.
Yeah. And severely autistic?
Yeah.
Like, I've met people with autism and they're fine, but they're just extreme
physical mental
mess. Like, you would like to use a different word.
But don't.
Like, some people might be wearing helmets.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of swaying.
Hey, with that, I said autistic, right?
Say it again.
Did I say autistic people?
No, you pick gay.
No. No, I think I said autistic, but anyway, go ahead.
This is a good discussion, though, isn't it? Like, think about it. Like, yeah. This is a good, robust discussion we're having.
I'd be fine with all three.
Well, one, there's a potential for violence.
Yeah.
Two, second option, just drive you completely insane.
Totally, yeah.
And the third one, there might be just a huge dance party.
Which is awesome, right? That'd be fun.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'd have to go with the gay guys.
Wow.
I mean, in theory, like, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, 50 gang members in one room, that shit's going to get hostile real soon.
Yeah. It will. It would.
Everybody's fucking in one. It, you know, you're like in prison.
Yeah.
I would agree. I feel like that one is shaky. I feel like the autistic could get really... I mean, it would drive you insane.
You just might get... Your nerves would get grated on. I don't know. Yeah. You would just be like, this is fucking insane. I get the fuck out of this room.
And then you would tell them to shut the fuck up, but they wouldn't because they don't understand.
You're trying to sleep. That was a close second.
Fucking wheelchairs everywhere.
Like, oh my God. They don't have wheelchairs.
Oh, I know. It's awful. It's awful. I know it's awful. All right. Let's go to the last one. This one.
All of them have been horrible except the first one.
I can't even get this one out. All right. So there's something about you that can cure skin cancer. But here's what it is. Your semen has something in it that can cure skin cancer. So people pay you to jerk off on their moles and stuff.
What you doing? The fuck? Oh my God. And you're worried about what I do? I think you got to worry about what's going on.
All right, stick your arm out. Look the other way. There's nothing to see here. This will be over in a minute.
Wait, so what's the
get a towel. Get yourself a towel.
You might want to wear some face guard.
Wait, what's the scenario?
Well, basically, would he do it if he knew his semen could cure skin cancer?
What do you mean you don't have skin cancer?
Basically, he doesn't win anything. He gets to do something good. But
you lied. You said you had skin cancer and you don't.
But would you, would he jerk off on people? You know,
no.
That's the thing. No. But he would help cure their skin cancer.
No.
He wouldn't do that? You don't think he would do something good?
No. I don't. I mean, I wouldn't do that. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go in a cup maybe and you can rub it on you that way. But you know what I mean? You have to finish right on them.
It's most effective if you do.
I'm going to say no. Yeah, no way.
I see. I didn't add any conditions to it, and I should have. But like,
it's so wrong.
Yeah, like, but if an unattractive girl has skin cancer, he's not going to do it. Of course he is.
You didn't say that.
Of course he is. Yeah. Matt, I said my arm. Oh, I apologize.
Oops, my bad.
We'll have to do it again. Yep. Take two.
Now, if you said it was only just for the attractive girl,
here's the bill.
Say yes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is anyone could pay him, really. Like, anyone.
You could write a check to my assistant. Is that your final answer?
I'm going to say no. Huggy?
Yeah, I think he. I don't think he does it. I don't think he can jerk off on people, even if it cures their skin cancer.
I I mean, I could charge a lot of money for this too.
You oh, could. Yeah. That's
I mean,
thing,
look, like, I'm like, look, I'm going to cure you of skin cancer.
What I'm about to do will cure your skin cancer.
And I mean, I could charge so much money for that.
You could.
You could. Yeah. I mean, you could make a lot of money, which feels wrong in of itself.
Too, yeah. But... I'd be like a doctor.
That's another conversation.
Doctor. Dr. Jerkoff.
Oh my God.
I don't even know
if we can publish this podcast.
Yeah.
It's, you know, don't make it worse than it is.
Look, I would be curing people of skin cancer.
I know. Right? I would do it. A beautiful thing. You would do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Matt does have a point, though. You could, you know, I mean, you have to do it live.
Just rub it on.
Yeah. You have to do it live every time.
You know?
I'm saying.
My answer was it was most effective that way, but...
The first day, there's like a line of like 100 and something people. Like,
oh,
guys, that's enough for one day. I'm exhausted. Listen, you're going to have to come back tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get here early.
Yeah. Take a number.
I kind of peed around 3:30.
Girls, you're first. If you're under the age of 30, between 22 and 30, you get preferential treatment.
Oh, it's free for you.
Yeah, listen, this one's on me.
Oh my God.
That is awful.
Yeah, it is awful. I knew it was awful, but I knew you'd enjoy it. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I don't even know how to.
The name of
There's really nothing to say. It's just going to carry itself. It's just going to carry itself. There's nothing to say.
Yeah.
Okay, are we done with that one? That was you really went low on this one.
I did, but I mean, it still made for good discussion. I think we talked it out.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, I say these are the grossest things because they're pretty gross. But then here I will go to a bar and I'll talk to someone. I'll ask them all these questions too, and it's funny, and no one even blinks an eye. But when we do it, it's like, oh my God. But it is pretty funny.
If you just talk to somebody casually about it, be like, hey, no. would you
someone has to be drinking.
Yeah, if you're seeing a property and it's a skin cancer, would you jerk off them?
Yeah, yeah. That's like I meet a girl and we start dating and then I go meet her family. We're sitting around dinner table. Guys, quick scenario. Would you do it?
Because it really can. You want me to show you?
Be honest. Be honest.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. No,
they never
invite
me to dinner again.
Was it something I said?
Yeah.
or something you ate.
People love this stuff, though. That's true. Like, you throw these scenarios out. People, they seriously think about them. Like, yeah, I get $1 million. Yeah, I'd do that.
My friend loved this scenario about the Playboy Mansion. You know, you get to live in this Playboy Mansion.
Right.
Unlimited funds.
Yep.
But you have to have a teacher.
Wait, say it again?
Don't you remember that one?
Wait, what was it again? I forget what was the condition?
The one condition part was that you have to get a hand job from a dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And we said it was the butler.
Yeah. That's right. The butler.
Yeah.
God. He's going to clean it up. It's going to be neat, orderly.
Yeah. Yep.
He sent it to all of his friends.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. Maybe we're gaining some traction with this podcast.
send him this one.
Yeah, I don't think he's sending this to anybody. I'm not even going to publish this.
Are you legit scared? You can't be scared. We've crossed the line so many times.
Yes, I think don't far worry worse. About it.
Maybe because I'm far worse. Maybe because I'm sober.
yeah, probably. Yeah, like that took some nerve to show up here sober.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah. Well, dude, it's only Tuesday.
And
it's so Tuesday. What? It's not a drinking day.
Oh, come on.
That's debatable.
I'm going out tomorrow to drink tomorrow in the city.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's restaurant week. We're going to go to Budokan.
You're going to be right in my neighborhood.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
They still have good food. They used to have really good food.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
We'll find out. They used to have really good. They had that one thing that had those like special sushi rolls that they made. Oh my god!
Yeah, well, that's where I'm gonna go tomorrow. I'll be right in your neighborhood. I'll be in your neighborhood.
I miss Philly food, man. There is nothing like Philly had the best food.
Yeah, it's good stuff here.
I tell people all the time. I'm like, I'm not saying New York isn't great for being New York, but Philly gives New York a run for its money.
Did I tell you I finally went to John on Bleecker's? Have you ever been?
Oh,
there?
Did you do in John's in Bleecker's? Yeah.
Yeah. That pizza's pretty damn good.
It's pretty exceptional. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's thin crust, you know. Yeah. I had the meatballs too because I wanted to see what their gravy or their sauce was like, you know, without all the other stuff on it. It's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was pretty impressed.
New York pizza, yeah, there is nothing like New York pizza. I mean, I love Philly for probably just about everything else, but New York pizza.
Well, there's some good places in Philly too, Huggy.
Yeah, there's some good pizza places, but New York pizza is just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking. What was the place that used to make the calamari salad? Oh, my God.
Calamari salad.
What's the place out there, Applehead? It was
Tacomini's?
No. It's right near where you lived, Applehead. It had the bar.
Oh, it was in front. Continental.
It was like second. Yes, the Continental. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They had that calamari salad. Oh, man.
So someone's getting the munchies.
I'd fuck Carol Burnett for that salad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even take the million.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even take the million.
You have to keep the money. Give me a salad.
Calamari salad.
I fucked Carol Burnett last night and had this delicious salad afterwards.
Hey, it was a good night. Good night.
Man, do I feel relaxed.
I had a delicious salad afterwards.
You know, I forgot to mention this. Now we're talking about mushrooms. There's a show on Netflix. It's called How to Change Your Mind. And it's all about, it starts off with LSD and then it goes into mushrooms. The next one I didn't watch was ecstasy. And then there's one other one, but it's pretty good. You guys should check it out. See? How to Change Your Mind. Mm-hmm. All about Matt's cheesesteaks.
Magical cheesesteaks.
How to change your mind. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Really?
You just got to watch it, Huggy. You shouldn't watch it tonight because you're high. And you probably won't understand it.
No, I won't. Right. I won't. You're really right. I agree with you. I won't understand it. I agree. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Maybe I'll try it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, all right, gents.
Yeah.
First podcast of the new year.
Yeah, that's right. First one of the new year,
and a horrible one. I mean, we went down some bad roads and some bad things. This is a comedy podcast. Everybody, just remember that.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a disclaimer. Yeah.
I have to tell that when I tell people about this podcast, I say, please. Don't take it seriously.
No.
You cannot. It's supposed to be lighthearted.
It's just a joke. It's a big joke.
Exactly.
Don't take any of it seriously. None of it.
Except for the Eagles. Except for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's the serious part of the podcast.
That was the serious part of the podcast.
Yes.
The Eagles winning.
I just I sometimes think that when I'm dead and my kids are listening, how ashamed they will be.
Oh my God.
They won't be. They'll be.
And,
they'll
and I don't care, actually. Like, you know, you knew what you're getting.
Yeah.
You knew what you were getting.
Does this, does this surprise you, kids?
Yeah. Yeah, you knew what I was like.
Yeah. Hey, man.
All right.
I hear you.
Okay, guys. Good podcast.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. All right. Thank you. God bless you both. Good luck, Eagles. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Right. Okay. Right. Bye.